Mario Ritter Jr.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris drew contrast between her former and former President Donald Trump Tuesday in her first rally as presidential candidate.
Before I was elected vice president, before I was elected United States Senator, I was elected Attorney General of the state of California, and I was a courtroom prosecutor before then. And in those roles, I took on perpetrators of all kinds.
Harris painted Trump as someone found guilty of fraud, liable for sexual abuse, and someone who conjures chaos, fear, and hate. The top two Democratic congressional leaders on Tuesday endorsed Vice President Harris to be their party's presidential nominee.
Vice President Harris will soon be our nominee and will be elected president in November. We are brimming with excitement, enthusiasm, unity.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer and also Representative Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries ended days of questions over whether they would join the growing number of Democrats in supporting Harris's bid for the party nomination for the November 5th election. President Joe Biden dropped his bid for re-election Sunday amid worries that he no longer had the physical or mental stamina to wage what is expected to be a grueling race against Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's visit to Washington this week will consist of an address to Congress on Wednesday at a moment of extreme political flux in the United States. President Joe Biden and Netanyahu are expected to meet Thursday, and Vice President Kamala Harris will also meet with Netanyahu separately that day. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. The Treasury Department is now ordering the nation's banking industry to start disclosing its holdings of Russian assets, with the goal of eventually seizing those billions of dollars in assets and selling them to aid the devastated Ukrainian economy. The disclosure is required under a new law passed by Congress earlier in the year known as Repo Act, which gives the U.S. government the authority to seize Russian state assets held by U.S. banks, with the goal of eventually selling them and giving those funds to Ukraine. It's estimated that the U.S. banking system holds as much as $6 billion in Russian assets and trust. Kenya's anti-government protesters were met by counter-demonstrators in the capital, Nairobi, on Tuesday, and the latest unrest since demonstrations erupted over proposed tax hikes last month. Reuters correspondent David Doyle.
Pro-government protesters clashed with anti-government rivals on Tuesday morning before being dispersed by police who fired tear gas. One anti-government protester said they were being unfairly targeted.
Peaceful demonstration when you are a cop.
Protests erupted in June against proposed tax hikes. They have since grown into a wider movement against President William Ruto's government. More than 50 people have been killed after marches that were initially peaceful turned violent.
That is Reuters correspondent David Doyle reporting. The death toll from two landslides in southern Ethiopia has jumped to 229 and could rise further as the search for survivors and casualties continued into a second day. Following heavy rain, a landslide buried people in southern Ethiopia Sunday night, then a second one engulfed others who had gathered to help on Monday morning. Footage shared by the local administration showed people digging up bodies with shovels and bare hands. The Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed said that he was deeply saddened by the terrible loss of life and that federal officials had been deployed to reduce the impact of the disaster. Taiwan has shuttered offices, schools, and tourist sites across the island ahead of a powerful typhoon due to make landfall later Wednesday. Typhoon Gimi already worsened seasonal rains in the Philippines, where at least 12 people were killed. Typhoon had winds of up to 100 miles per hour Wednesday morning. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.